He stopped just short of the circle and called out,
"Hello, the camp. May I come in?"
"Come ahead,"
he heard someone reply, and suddenly the wagon-tongue gate was raised, allowing him entrance to the circle. With a casual glance at the horses milling about inside, he quickly saw that the stallion was not among them.
"Now what brings you out here all alone, young fella?"
a burly-built man asked, stepping forward. Tyler took him to be the wagon master.
"Another fella and I had a bit of Indian trouble a ways back, and now we seem to have gotten separated. You might have seen him, riding a big bay Arabian stallion?"
"No,"
the man replied, scratching his head.
"Sure can't say we've seen anyone like that. We were just getting ready to eat, so if you've a mind, you're welcome to join us. It's all so agreeable if you'd care to spend the night. You'd be a whole lot safer in here amongst the wagons and out there in the sagebrush."
"Both of your offers sound like the best I've heard in many a day," Tyler admitted with a smile, "and I accept on both."
Tyler found his mouth watering from the smells coming out of the pots hanging on racks over the open fires in front of each wagon. Two good meals and a night's uninterrupted sleep, and Tyler was ready to get back on Benny's trail. He had firmly made up his mind to go on however long it took to find the man, even if that meant all the way to California. He was determined now, and he knew that the next time, Benny wouldn't get away.